As we all know, the Aseres Hadibros begin with the words, Anochi Hashem Melokecha, Asher Otseisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. This pasuk does not really read as a commandment. It reads much more as a report. Kadosh Baruch Hu is informing us, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Mibeis Avodim. It's a statement. And yet, if you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Aleph, the very first mitzvah, HaMitzvah HaRishona Hi, HaTzivui Asher Tzivanu LaHa'amin HaElokus, V'hu Shenamin Shiyesh Sham Ila V'Siba. So the first command is we are supposed to believe in the divine, in a divine entity, in God, that there is an Ilah and a Siba, there is a cause. There's a reason for the world. Hu po'el l'chol ha'nimtzos. He is the one who activated or is the force behind all that exists. V'hu amru yisparach. And the pasuk that teaches us this is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the first dibra, it's interesting. We don't call them the Aseres HaMitzvos or the Aseres HaTzivuyim. We do call them Aseres HaDibros, 10 statements, but they're not really statements. They're supposed to be mitzvot. Don't have other gods. Keep Shabbos. Honor your parents. Don't steal. Every single one is a commandment. But Anochi doesn't really seem like a commandment. It seems like a statement. It's almost like an introduction, a preamble to the mitzvot. By the way, I'm God, and now let me command you these 9 things. But the Rambam clearly learns that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a commandment. It is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to believe in God. Okay, now, despite the fact that the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, many, many Rishonim ask, how in the world is it possible that it's a mitzvah? How can Anochi Hashem Elokecha possibly be a mitzvah? And it's very much a question because of what I was sort of just suggesting or alluding to, and that is, it is not possible to have a mitzvah without a mitzvah. I can't have commandments if I don't have a commanding entity. And therefore, it's hard to understand how belief in God, which in a very real way is the basis for the commandments, can itself be a mitzvah. This is the philosophic question that many ask against the Rambam for counting Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. Forget about the linguistic issue, that the pasuk doesn't sound like a tzivoy. But even on a philosophic level, how can you have a mitzvah to believe in God? How can that be one of the mitzvos? You need to believe in God in order for the mitzvos to have any meaning. Right? If I walk into the room and I say, okay, I've decided I'm the king of this yeshiva, and therefore everyone has to wear purple shoes on Tuesday. So the reason why no one's going to listen to me is because they don't accept my authority. You're not the king. Why do we have to listen to you? So the fact that God exists is something that, right, if you're trying to be makariv someone, you don't say that. Tell them, okay, put on tzitzis. Keep Shabbos. The first question is, wait a second, do you believe in God? So if you don't believe in God, I can't start talking about mitzvahs, because the first question they ask me is, why should I listen and put on mitzvahs? Why should I keep Shabbos? I don't believe in God. So who commanded all of these things? So the belief in God is seemingly a precursor. It's a prerequisite to having mitzvahs, and it can't be one of the mitzvahs. Who commanded to believe in God? God? Well, that's a little circular. So one direction to go is to say, in Achrami, this is not a mitzvah. And indeed, if you take a look at the Bahag does not count as a mitzvah. The mitzvah to believe in God. And it's very logical why he does that. And that's because you need to have a God, you need a mitzvah in order to have mitzvahs. But the Rambam does count it as a mitzvah. And the question is, how do we address this philosophical problem of how can belief in God be a mitzvah? And the answer seems to be that if you read the Rambam carefully, not in Sefer HaMitzvos as much, but it's much clearer, I believe, in his Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. So there, the Rambam makes things much clearer. So let's take a look. This is like the first 5 or 6 halachos in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. But as you see, I cut out parts of it. But let's take a look and read. Yesoda Yesodos V'Omar HaChachmos Leida Sheisha Matzoi Rishon. A person needs to know that there is a first being or something that exists first. And it is what is the cause for everything else that exists. Hamatzoi Hazeh, this being, this creation, this thing that exists, Hu Elokei HaOlam Adon Kol HaAretz V'Hu HaManhig HaGalgal B'Koach She'en Lo Ketz V'Tachlis. And this being, this thing, is that which is manhig. How would you translate manhig? Which I put in italics. Oh, that's a hanhaga. Okay, here we're manhig. It's in the causative. So what's he? Directs, good, orchestrates, controls, runs, operates. Manhig hagalgal b'koach she'en lo ketz v'tachlis. He's manhig the entire system with a force that never ceases. B'koach she'en lo hafseik. Shagalgal sovev tamid v'yefshar shiyasov below misavev. You can't have something spinning and running unless there's something that's powering it. Right? The lights in the room. So you don't just have to install wires and light fixtures and a light switch and be connected to a power plant. There also needs to be energy that's flowing through that whole system in order for the lights to be able to work. You need the system set up, but you also need a constant force. The idea dovrzeh, says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. So what you see from the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah is that the Rambam says that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha, is not just believing that God exists. In a Hanami, if the mitzvah was only to believe that God exists, we bang into the philosophic question of course you have to believe God exists. That's the precursor to all the other mitzvahs. Rather, you see that the Rambam expanded the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just belief that God exists, not only that he's the mamtzi kol nimtza, that he exists and that he created the world, but in addition to that, he is also the manig and the misavev of the bria, which means that he's also the, what were some of the words we used? He's the director, the controller, he's the operator. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the mitzvah, let's say that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha includes a lot more than just belief that Hashem created the world. Indeed, if you take a look at the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins that appear in the Siddur, now those were not written by the Rambam, right? People always talk about the Rambam's Yud Gimel Nikarim, just look it up, it's in the Siddur. The Rambam didn't write that. The Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim, which he really calls Yud Gimel Yisodos, those appear in his Perash HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin. When the Mishnah talks about who gets Olam Haba, who doesn't get Olam Haba, so the Rambam says there that there are certain prerequisite beliefs that you have to have if you want to go to Olam Haba. 13 basic Yisodos. Somebody at a later period took the Rambam there, where the Rambam speaks at length, and he wrote it in a much more condensed form. Put it at the end of the Siddur. These things are so important. Maybe it's kedai to say them every day. So we have something called the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna. So it's always interesting to compare how the Rambam formulates things and how this author of this Yud Gimel Ikarim, how he writes the mitzvah. So if you take a look, the way that he writes it is Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shalema Shabori Yisborach Shemo Hu Borei Umanheg L'chol HaBruim V'hu Levado Osa the osa viyase l'chol hamasim. What does that mean? Osa, osa, viyase. Someone want to tell me? What does that mean? Right. Did, does, and will do. Meaning, you see very clearly in the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna here, the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, that whoever wrote it felt that the first of the Ikarim, which parallels the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is not just to believe that God created the world, something way back in the past that he did, but rather it's much more expansive than that. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he continues to be involved, manhid, and he also, there's an end game. He's also going to do things in the future. Many other Rishonim also expand Anochi Hashem Elokecha to be a belief in something beyond just that there is this being that exists that created the world. If you take a look at the Chinuch, look how the Chinuch words things. How come for the Rambam it's mitzvah Aleph and for the Chinuch it's mitzvah Chaf Hei? I mean, for the Rambam it makes a lot of sense, right? The first mitzvah should, right? We had a discussion, should it even be a mitzvah? It should maybe even be like, you know, Roman numeral one. Because it should be, right, like in the introduction to a book, it should be before the mitzvahs. Shouldn't it be page one? Why is it page 25 for the Chinuch? Excellent. The Sefer HaChinuch, even though he parallels in general the Rambam's mitzvos in terms of how he formulates the mitzvos in general, but he does it lefi the parshios. Okay, good. So which parsha do you think this is in?
Yes,
Rabbi. Right. Excellent. Good. So what does he say in Chinuch? In the Chinuch. Lahamin sheyesh li'olam eloka echad shehimtzi kol nimtza creator umikocho b'chavtzo hayakol mashehu everything that exists is because that's how he wants it. Okay, still creator. Ushahaya ushiyya la'ade ad. He's going to be the creator, or he will exist forever. B'chihu hotziyam eretz mitzrayim. V'nosa lanu atorah. As it says, anochi Hashem lokecha, asher hotzeisicha me'eretz mitzrayim. What is the chinuch sticking to the mitzvah of anochi? Right, the Rambam said it's that God created the world and that he's running the world, or he's powering the world. What does the chinuch add in also? He took us out of mitzrayim. Now, where do you get that from? From the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim." But you're seeing now that all of a sudden this mitzvah of believing in God is getting much more expansive than just believing that there's a creator of the world. There's a creator of the world. The Rambam expands it to include that he's also running the world today. The chinuch says, "Oh, and he also the list here of what you have to believe from the kind of mitzvah of Anochi is getting longer. You have to believe that he took us out of Mitzrayim and that he gave us the Torah." It's interesting. If you take a look at the smog. The smog drops that he's the creator. He jumps right to these later things. Hamitzvah Rishona, right? The smog was one of the Bali Tosfos. Mitzvah Saseh Lahamin, ki oso shenasa lanu atorah b'har Sinai, hu Hashem Elokim shotzianu mimitzrayim. That the one who gave us the Torah is the same God that took us out of Mitzrayim. He skips that God created the world completely. Perhaps the most expansive description of the mitzvah of Anochi is the smak. Now the smak, Sefer Mitzvot's Katan, so he was working off of the, right, like Lahavdil, there's like the seven habits of, what's the name of that book? Of highly effective people. So then like 30 other people wrote like seven habits of highly effective teens and seven habits, right? So there was the Sefer Mitzvot's Katan. So the next generation, somebody else, one of the other Balei Tosfos, came along and he wrote something called the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, where he claims that he's sort of summarizing the smog. It happens to be very different than the smog. But if you take a look at how he writes the mitzvah, take a look at what he writes. This one's really interesting. Leida she'oso shabara shemayim ba'aretz, hu levado moshel mailu umata. He's the only force above and below. To exclude what the philosophers say that the world runs on its own. So no, he's running the world. This is sheker what they say. HaKadosh Baruch was manigas olam kulo b'ruach piv b'ruach tzianu mitzrayim. Now look what he adds in. V'ein adam nokef etzbo milamata ela imken machrizen alav milamala. That's a Gemara in Chulin. What does that mean, basically? No one even stubs their finger or their toe here unless God first decreed it in Shemayim. Give me a term for it. Give me a Hashkacha, right, Hashkacha Pratis. V'chein, she'ashem osid lekabetz eschem olushiachem, v'chein yoshianu baracham avshenis. What did he just add in as well? He added in Hashkacha Pratis. What else did he add in? Hashkacha Pratis is a big debate. It doesn't appear in any of the Yudim Leikari, which is a big question. How can Hashkacha Pratis not be one of the Yudim Leikari Amunas? But according to the Smak, it's an Anochi. But what's this last thing? That he's going to redeem us. He's going to bring a Mashiach. He's going to redeem us. He's going to do kibbutz golios, bring us all to Eretz Yisrael, bring Mashiach. So the smak, it's really, really expansive. If we wanted to break it down, we basically have that he created the world, that he continues to run the world, and then in the future, he's going to bring the world to some greater place, which very nicely follows what the Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna author in the Siddur wrote. That he is Asa, Ose, Vyasa. So when you take a look at the full gamut of the Rishonim here, the Chinuch, the Smag, you see a perspective on the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem, it's true that he created the world, also, but he's also Oseh. He's manhig, that was the word the Rambam used. He's manhig for the smak. That means that he's Pashkocha Pratis, continuing to be involved in the world, and Vyaseh, that in the future he's going to do things. So, seemingly we've answered the philosophic question on the Rambam. Right, the Rambam, this big question on the Rambam. How could the mitzvah to believe in God be one of the mitzvahs? You can't have mitzvahs without a mitzvah. Obviously, correct. The mitzvah of Anochi is much more than just believing that there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah who's intimately involved in the world. He's running the world. He's bringing the world to a greater place. This approach explains a bunch of other things as well. First of all, if you take a look on the source sheet, Ibn Ezra, this is just, you know, great when Rishonim do name drops. It's very fun when Rishonim do name drops. So look at, this is the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra says, so yeah, once I was speaking with Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the author of the Kuzari, and he asked me a question. So let me share with you the question that the Kuzari asked me, says the Ibn Ezra. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi asked him, why does it say in the Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, it should say, right, if you're God, and you want to, you know, make a splash on your introduction, what's it going to say in your bio? It's going to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Is that, that's like the biggest feather in your hat, is that you took one nation out of Egypt? There's a much bigger feather in your hat, that you created the entire world. So if you want to introduce yourself to someone, well, how did Rabbi Yehuda Halevi think you should be introducing yourself? Why didn't he say, She'asisi Shamayim Ba'aretz, Ve'ani Asitcha? I made the whole world, and I made you. Ani asiticha. I made the whole world, and I made you. That's a much better way. If you want people to listen to you, so you don't just say, oh, I took you out of Egypt. You say, I created everything that you see, including yourself. So listen up. So how come Hashem didn't introduce himself that way? So it could be that the answer to this question is very much related to what we've been speaking about until now. And that is that introducing yourself as the creator very much limits our interaction with him. Because maybe he's just the creator and then he left the world to go on his own. He's on playing with other toys right now. And the world is just now this Hefker universe expanding on its own. And whatever happens here isn't connected to God anymore. That's what Yechezkel HaNavi quotes. That there were people who said, Ozav Hashem es Aretz. They believed in Hashem, but they said, Ozav Hashem es Aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu's left the world. He's not involved anymore. He's not running it anymore. And therefore, by introducing himself, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the whole purpose of taking us out of Mitzrayim was to give us the Torah and the mitzvos and to create a mechuyavut, to create this relationship where he commands us things and we do them, the way to introduce yourself is not as the creator. The way to introduce yourself is to introduce yourself as the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. I am still involved in the world. And I took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore, I'm giving you mitzvos. There's a mechuyavut. With this in mind, so it also explains to us why it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why doesn't it say Anochi Hashem Elokim? I am God. Why does he specifically focus on I am your God? And I think the answer is the same answer. That the purpose of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not just to tell us the historical fact that once, many, many years ago, God created a world. It's in order to introduce us to God, not as this philosophic concept that we can use to explain why the world is here. Right? Why is the world here? So either something created it, or it created itself, or it was always here. Three options. It was always here, it created itself, or something created it. So maybe Anochi Hashem Elokecha is just to answer that philosophic question. You know why the world is here? Because God created it. No, it's much more than that. Hashem doesn't just want you to have a philosophic way to discuss with all your philosophic friends where the world came from. He wants this to be something that touches our lives. He wants us to be living lives of Torah. He wants us to be relating to a God who continues to exist and continues to be involved in the world. Okay, we're just going to take a few more minutes, and then I'm going to invite in 5 minutes Rabbi Shaiwitz to speak. But I think that this can give us an entirely new perspective on Shabbos. And really just the kitzur. Everybody knows that Shabbos, right? Shamra v'zachra v'heima mi'idim. those who are Shomer Shabbos, they're Mayid. Ki v'shisha kol bruin v'omdim, that in 6 days, 7 days, Hashem created the entire world. Eidus, we know that Shabbos is Eidus, that's why Vayechulu, so we stand up when we say Vayechulu. Shabbos is Eidus, but what's that Eidus for? What are we being made? Okay, so on the simple level, what are we being made when we keep Shabbos? You ask someone who comes to you, what's Shabbos all about? It's Eidus. Eidus for what? So what's the answer? That Hashem created the world, right? That's what Shabbos is all about. But the truth is, and that's true, we say in Kiddush, Ki Sheish Has Yom HaMasash, right? We know, Hashem created the world. That's what Shabbos is about. But it appears that Shabbos is really much more than that. Why would I say that? It appears that, you know, maybe we can, if we want to say it, B'kitzer, we'll say it like this. As you know, on Yontif, we have three for Mariv, Shachris and Mincha. We say the exact same Shemon Esrei three times. Atah v'chartanu. Same Shemon Esrei. Apparently that's the theme of Yontif. So we say it. Batitein lanu, Zman Simchaseinu, whatever the insert we put in. But it's basically the same Shemon Esrei three times. Mariv, Shachris and Mincha. If you've ever realized, I'm sure you have, but I don't know if you paid attention, Shabbos has three different Shemon Esreis. Why doesn't it just follow the paradigm of Yontif, that it has a special Shabbos Shemon Esrei? How come Friday night we say Ataki Dashta, and Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe, and at Mincha we say Ata Echa B'Shimcha Echa? So if you think about the Shemon Esreis, so they're really picking up on three different themes. Asa, Oseh, V'Yase. Why? Friday night davening is about how Hashem created the world. Ataki Dashta. And we speak there. We say Vayechulu in davening. Friday night is about Hashem as creator. What's Shabbos morning about? What's Yismach Moshe? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. He was so happy about what he got. What did he get? The Torah. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Ki'eva ne'emon krosilo. Klil tefers brosh masato. Har Sinai. What's on Har Sinai? It's about that they got the Torah. That he took us out of the triumph, he gave us the Torah, and we have a job to do in this world. You can't just turn Shabbos into remembering that God once created the world. No, you go further into Shabbos, and Shabbos is about realizing that Hashem gave us a mission. He gave us a job. And then what's Mincha about? Ata Echad, B'Shimcha Echad, what's it all about? It's about Achris Hayom. It's about that day when V'Haya Hashem L'Melech Al Kol Haaretz. So within Shabbos itself, you find that there is this relationship that we have to be striking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just as a creator, but our Eidus is about the idea that Hashem's also involved in the world. And we'll end by noting that this answers another very fascinating question. If you think about Friday night davening, what do we always say? What's Friday night davening about? What are the words that we always say? We say, Tachlish, what's the Lashon? So the Friday night Kiddush is all about that Hashem created the world. But there's one little phrase that's stuck in there that doesn't really make so much sense. What do we say in Friday night Kiddush as well? We say Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim. Why is Friday night Kiddush about Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim? Why is Shabbos about Yitzias Mitzrayim? All the Rishonim try to explain why is it about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Truth is, if you take a look in the Dibros, Ashnios, the second Dibros Achronos in Dvarim, it also mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does Yitzias Mitzrayim have to do with Shabbos? But according to the way that we're understanding Shabbos, the Eidos of Shabbos, it makes perfect sense. You can't stop with Hashem as just the creator. That is not what Anochi is about. That's not what Shabbos is about. It's not only about remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, but it's about realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to run the world, He's involved in our lives, and also that there is a greater Tachlis. That's why we don't work on Shabbos. We don't work on Shabbos because Hashem didn't work back then. That's also true. But one of the reasons that we don't work is because we have to put aside our own shifos, our own focus, and realize that there is a greater, deeper, more transcendent purpose to the world. We put aside all of our divrei chol to remember that that's not the only reason that we're here. There's a creation, but there's also, we're heading towards something. That's the me'ein olam haba. Min olam haba doesn't mean that eating shalit is such an amazing thing that I feel like I'm in heaven now. That's not what min olam haba means. It means that if you connect to Shabbos properly, you start to connect to the tachlit al, the transcendent purpose to creation. And that's what Anochi Hashem Elokecha is all about. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is realizing that Hashem created the world, but He also has a purpose for this world. And that we have a job to do, and that if we do our job, we, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring the world to that final stage, to that Olam HaTikun, that world that's Me'ein Olam HaKadosh.